Shepherd's House is a non-denominational church located just a few miles from Glasgow, Kentucky, on the Edmonton Road. The Shepherd's House family invites you to Bible study on Sunday at 9 a.m., worship service at 10:30 a.m. on Sunday, and the Sunday evening service at 6 p.m. Midweek service at the Shepherd's House is Wednesday at 7 p.m. The Shepherd's House family cordially invites you to any of these services.
All right, I want to invite everybody and welcome them to come and join us here at the Shepherd's House. Thank you for joining us by TV and by radio. We'd love to have you come and be in service right here with us. I want to make an announcement real quick before we get into the Word of God this morning. We're going to have a chili supper and auction on Saturday, March the 22nd. And that's going to be held at the Larrabee Mitchell Clubhouse. That's 1214 South Green Street, Glasgow, Kentucky. And that's going to start from 3:30 and be held to 7 p.m. We're going to have chilies and soups and desserts and sandwiches and all that kind of good stuff there. And all of this will go to the mission fund for the orphans in Kenya, Africa. And we are going to have a great time this year. Just a few of the things that we're going to have to be auctioned this year. We got a handmade double wedding ring quilt. That thing is beautiful. That'll be auctioned off. Kitchen supplies, air fryers, tools, belt sanders, cordless drills, hand tools. We've got an engine stand. We've got several ceramic heaters. We've got lamps. We've got pocket knives. We've got speakers. We've got toys for children. We've got a raised garden bed, a metal raised garden bed. We've got bamboo sheets, king size and queen size. We've got vacuum cleaners and many other items too numerous to mention. And we've got Dial Realty out of Greensburg, Kentucky, that's going to be coming. Terry Dial will be the auctioneer, and they're going to be doing the auctioning for us. We're going to have a great time. Again, that is March the 22nd, starting at 3:30 p.m., and that's going to be at the Larrabee Mitchell Clubhouse, 1214 South Green Street, Glasgow, Kentucky. And if you're coming in on 31E, you turn there by the Southgate Plaza, which has got the Houchins IGA and several other things there, and turn down that street, and it's on the right just a little ways up that street there. Parking is in the back. Come out and be with us, and we will appreciate it. And all of the people in Africa will be, we do a lot of stuff. We buy clothes every year, shoes. We buy flour and beans and maize. We sugar. We do all of that. And we also, we have instruments for the churches, and we have send Bibles many times through the year as the funds come in. And we also try to dig at least one water well during the year. Sometimes there's other churches that will give to help us, and has gave last year to help us dig water wells there. So many needs. Come out and be with us. Put the word out. Invite somebody, and let's come have an evening of fun. A great, wonderful auction with numerous items and some good homemade chili and homemade vegetable soups and some desserts. Yum, yum, yum. Come out and be with us. All right, we're going to be reading this morning in 2 Samuel chapter 17. 2 Samuel chapter number 17, very familiar scripture. Let's look at the Word of God. The Word of God says, "And when the words were heard which David spake, they rehearsed them before Saul, and he sent for him. And David said to Saul, Let no man's heart fail because of him. Thy servant will go and fight with this Philistine. And Saul said to David, Thou art not able to go up against this Philistine to fight with him, for thou art but a youth, and he a man of war from his youth. And David said unto Saul, thy servant kept his father's sheep. And there came a lion and a bear and took a lamb out of the flock. And I went out after him and smote him and delivered it out of his mouth. And when he rose against me, I caught him by his beard, and I smote him and slew him. And thy servant slew both the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he hath defied the armies of the living God. David said, moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion, out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. And Saul said unto David, go, and the Lord be with thee. And Saul armed David with his armor. He put an helmet of brass upon his head. Also he armed him with a coat of mail. And David girded his sword upon his armor and essayed to go, for he had not proved it. And David said unto Saul, I cannot go with these. I have not proved them. And David put them off him. And he took his staff in his hand and chose him 5 smooth stones out of the brook and put them in a shepherd's bag, which he had, even in a scrip. And his sling was in his hand. He drew near to the Philistine. And the Philistine came on and drew near unto David. And the man that bare the shield went before him. And when the Philistine looked about and saw David, he disdained him, for he was but a youth and ruddy and of a fair countenance. And the Philistine said unto David, am I a dog that thou comest to me with staves? And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. And the Philistine said to David, come to me, and I will give thy flesh unto the fowls of the air and to the beasts of the field. Then said David to the Philistine, thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. This day will the Lord deliver thee into mine hand. I will smite thee. I will take thine head from thee, and I will give the carcasses of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air and the wild beasts of the field, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. And all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands. And it came to pass when the Philistine arose and came and drew nigh to meet David, that David hasted and ran toward the army to meet the Philistine. And David put his hand in his bag, and he took thence a stone and slank it and smote the Philistine in his forehead, that the stone sunk into his forehead, and he fell upon his face to the earth. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone, and smote the Philistine and slew him. But there was no sword in the hand of David. Therefore David ran and stood upon the Philistine and took his sword and drew it out of the sheath thereof and slew him, cut off his head therewith. And when the Philistines saw their champion was dead, they fled. Philippians 4, verse 13 says, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. 2 Corinthians 10, verse 3 says, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, into the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Let us pray. Father, in the loving name of Jesus, Lord, coming before you once again this day, thanking you, Lord, for the joy that comes from heaven. Thanking you, Lord, for the confidence that we have in your word. Thanking you, Lord, for the confidence that we have in you. Thanking you, Lord, Father, for knowing in our hearts, Lord, that God, that you're on our side. You've got our back in every situation that we may have come against us in life. We know, Lord, that you will make a way. And Father, that you will help us, Father, through that storm, through that situation. And Father, we know that all things work to the good of them, the called according to your purpose. Father, we pray today, Lord, that once again you would hide me behind the shadow of the cross, that no honor, no glory, and no praise would come to me in the flesh, but Father, that the name of Jesus, Lord, might be praised, uplifted, and glorified for now and forevermore. Asking you, Father, to touch us, anoint us, use us, Lord, our Father, Lord, for the edifying and the glorifying of the kingdom of God. Father, praying for the anointing. For without the anointing of God, we know that all that is said and all that is done, Father, would be void and vain. But through you, Lord, we know that all things are possible. Asking you, Lord, give me the words, give me the strength, give me the anointing, and give me the breath to be able to preach your word, Father. And Lord, help me to stand, Father, upon your word. We thank you this day for your blessings, Lord, and we thank you, Father, for having the confidence and assurance of knowing that, Lord, you love us. We give you honor, praise, and glory, and it's in Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you for standing for the reading of the word of God. The title of the message today is Facing the Giants. Now notice here, I didn't say facing the giant, but facing the giants, because every one of us are going to have a giant that's going to come in our life at one time or another. And that giant is going to be a situation, or it's going to be an obstacle that is so great before us that it becomes overwhelming to us, that it looks like that there's no resource in order to get us through this situation, and it's going to be a no-win situation. Now, there's a lot of times those no-win situations are going to vanish away when we turn to the Lord and allow Him to take care of that need for us. The problem is we like to hold on to those things and try to solve those problems ourselves within our own strength, within our own intellect, with our own abilities, with the money that we have, with the confidence that we have in ourselves, or maybe our friends. But when it becomes out of the hands of our friends, comes beyond the place to where that money is not going to get us through this situation this time, the only hope that we got is Christ Jesus. He's the only hope that we have. David here was a young ruddy boy. To look at him through the eyes of this big Philistine giant that stood some 9 foot 6 inches tall, something like that, he was not any challenge at all to him. And he laughed and he roared. Amen. And David come against him, not with the sword and spear, but he came with him with a little sling. Amen. And he came with a staff in his hand. And here he was, a giant. He laughed and he said, "Who am I, a dog? You gonna come after me with a staff?" Or here in Kentucky, we would say a stick. "You gonna get a stick after me? You think you gonna overcome me?" But see, David knew that he had something behind him that was powerful, that was great. Amen. And there was a God that sat upon the throne that made the world. Amen. He spoke, amen, into darkness, and the sun popped up in the middle of the universe. Amen. God's got the power, amen, to do anything. So his faith was in God, and he knew that the Lord was upon him. Now hear me for just a minute. If you are a Christian, you need to understand that you're blessed and highly favored. God's going to get you through every situation. It don't matter what it is. Amen. When you run out of money, God will make a way. Amen. When you get sick, God will get you through it. You may have to go to the doctor. The Lord may choose to use the medical field to help you. And he may just choose to heal you without going to the doctor. Amen. I can testify where he's touched me, healed my body. Amen. I know that there's going to be a sickness one day that I'm going to have if the Lord delays his coming, that's going to take me out of this world like he did my wife. Amen. But I want you to know, amen, everything that the devil does before that day happens, amen, listen, God is going to get me through that. There's an appointed time. The Bible says it's appointed unto man once to die, not twice, but once to die. That means your body to die. Amen. But after this, the Bible says, is the judgment. Be ready for the judgment of God, but God's going to get us through everything. So David's confidence was not in the giant. It was his confidence was in God. He knew that there was a lamb that was took out of his father's herd, amen, and he flock, and he knew that the only way to save that lamb was to go after him. I tell you what, it took a whole lot of courage to go after a bear, amen, and all you got's a stick in your hand. Woo! I'm telling you what, that took some faith. And then he had to go after a lion. Can you imagine going after a lion? I wouldn't want to go after a lion with a bazooka, let alone a stick, amen, in my hand. So David had courage, amen, to know that beyond what I can imagine, my God is going to deliver me. Amen. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, amen, told Nebuchadnezzar, our God will deliver us, but if he don't, we're still not going to bow down to that idol, and we're not going to worship that. Either way, I'm going to be a winner. Amen. Because they knew they had confidence in God that would get them through every situation. See, what the devil wants us to do is to give in, amen, and be discouraged to the place that you don't even pray, and let alone to believe. Did you know there's power in the faith that we have? In our prayers that we pray. See, we got to bring our petitions and requests before God. But then we've got to have faith enough to believe. Jesus told us if we got faith the size of a grain of mustard seed, we could say unto this mountain, he wasn't talking about Mount Everest. He was talking about this big thing that's in front of us, that's overwhelmed us. If we got faith the size of a grain of mustard seed, and if you've ever saw a mustard seed, it's a little bitty thing. You just barely can see it. If you've got just a little bit of faith, sometimes we'll look at the situation and we'll say, I don't know if I got to have, I just don't know if I've got enough faith for that. You don't have to have a lot. Jesus said just a little. If you got just a little faith, you can move the mountain. See, sometimes the devil tells us, you're not as good as them other people. You don't have the faith like the preacher's got. You don't have the faith like the bishop's got. You don't have the faith like the that prayer warrior that's been in church all of those years. You ain't got that kind of faith. You don't have to have just an itsy-bitsy, teeny-tiny little dab of faith. You can say unto this mountain, be thou removed. It'll be plucked up and cast into the sea. You can say to this electric bill, in the name of the Lord, I'll overcome you. Now, I don't have an electric bill. I've got it paid. But I'm just saying, whatever it was, God will take care of that for you if we have faith. Amen. Sometimes when the devil comes with the ungodly C word, amen, people just cringe. It'll make you cringe. When they told me I had prostate cancer, I tell you what, it set me back a little bit. Then I thought, you know what? No, I'm going to turn this over to God. I'm going to put my faith and my trust in Him. I'm not going to get on Facebook. Oh, yeah, I'm going to put a plug in here and whine to everybody and tell everybody what I've got so you can get my get attention and feel sorry for me. I'm not going to get up in church and scare everybody to death. I'm going to do what I've always done. I'm going to take it to my best friend, and he set it at the right hand of the Father. Hallelujah. And I told one other person, I told my prayer warrior, prayer partner, I said, you keep this secret. Me and you's going to pray. You pray at your house, I'll pray at mine. Every day, you pray at the same time I'm praying, and we're going to take this before God. They said, I'm not telling nobody. And we prayed, amen, and then we saw God move. Amen, and God gave me courage. Amen, through words of knowledge. Amen, through prophecies. Amen, I received Brother Tommy Bates Church in Independence, Kentucky. And God came through for me. Amen, that was a giant, amen, that was in my life, but just like the other giants, back trouble and other things that come against me, amen, God took care of that. He's going to take care of this too, and he did. Amen. Whatever else the devil brings against me, I don't want anything else. I done had my share. I'd like to have a season, amen, going down the interstate instead of trying to climb the mountain. Amen. But whatever it is, amen, God's going to get me through that. David faced the giant. He didn't run from him. Amen. When we start, amen, facing the problem that we've got and have a decision in our mind, we're going to conquer it. We shall be overcomers. Many years ago, I smoked them Marlboros and things about, what, 4 inches long, 3.5? I never did measure one of them. They got them Virginia Slims and things look like it's that long. I never did smoke one, but I seen them on television, seen some women smoke them. But anyway, I said, you know what? I'd hate to think that a 3.5-inch long piece of paper with some ground up, whatever they got in it, wood or something. They ain't got no tobacco in them anymore. They got filler, all that mess in it. I'm not going to let that thing whoop me. A giant that's 10 foot tall is one thing, but something 3.5 inches long, you ain't going to overcome me. I'm going to face you, Mr. Marlboro. And I'm going to tell you that greater is he that's in me than he that is in this world. And I'm going to proclaim, I'll die before I smoke another one. And I'm just hard-headed enough to do it. Amen. I meant what I said. I said what I meant. And I done it. Brother Jimmy, was it easy? I like to die. Hardest thing I'd ever went through. It's awful. My whole life was wrapped around a cigarette. I couldn't wake up without one. Had to have one 3 o'clock in the morning. Had to have one before I drank my coffee, before I eat. Had to have one after I eat. Had to have one before I went to bed, after I went to bed. Had to have one every little bit. I had to have one. I got to have it, got to have it, got to have it. Ooh, and I couldn't even go to sleep at night. At least I could reach over there and pet them things on laying on the counter. And note, I got a plenty. If something happened in the middle of the night, I had to have you. I got you there. Amen. I thought how foolish that is. Let a 3.5-inch long thing the size of your little finger, amen, whoop somebody as big and ugly as I am. Amen. I said, I'm going to put my faith and my trust in God. He's big enough, amen, to tear down the world if he wanted to. I put my faith and my trust in him. And I quit. I smoked the last one. And I got rid of that. I tried to make that thing last as long as I could. That's the shortest 3.5-inch long cigarette I ever smoked. I thought, I ain't got but 2 puffs and the thing's gone. I tried to inhale it and get all the good out of it. Amen. I smoked the last one that was in that last pack, and I never bought one since. Amen. That was 1982, in May of 1982. That's how long it's been. Amen. Almost 43 years. I'm thankful that God helped me through the situation. Amen. I overcame those things. And the harder it seemed that they was coming against me, the more determined I was. You're not going to make me back down. I'm facing this giant. I'm getting this thing out of my life. This mountain, this came in front of me. I'm bringing it down through prayer. Man, you talking about praying. I prayed when I got on the forklift, all the time I was on it, when I got off, when I went to the bathroom, before I eat, after eating, while I was eating. Oh, Lord, help me overcome these things. Help me, Lord, I know you can. They're not going to kill me. I know that I'm going to make it through it. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in this Marlboro. Amen. Whew. I got rid of them. I don't have to afford them now. Why, it'd be $200 or $300 a month. Can you imagine giving $2,500, $3,000 a year for cigarettes? Good gracious. Look at the steaks you could buy. Amen. Look at the people you could put clothes on in Africa. Amen. Look at those things. But I overcame it. I'm not putting anybody down that smokes. I'm not here to make you feel bad about that. I'm here today to boast on Jesus that gave me strength to be an overcomer. That's what I'm talking about today. I'm not trying to make anybody feel bad or belittle anybody. That's not what the message is about. I'm telling you, you need to face your giant, and it'll never go away till you face it. Amen. If fear is your giant, and some people's got fear. Some people's afraid of being afraid. Amen. Well, I'm just too scared that I'll be too scared. And I can't do this because I'm scared. Oh, I tell you, when I first started preaching, I thought I'd die. My knees would be just like that right there. Shake all over. I get so timid. Some say, boy, you done such a good job. Jenny would tell me, well, you couldn't tell you was afraid. I said, I was dying. I was absolutely dying. I said, every cell in my body was jumping on top of each other. I said, I was tore up. I told God to allow me to overcome that fear. Now then, give me a microphone. Give me a crowd. Get on my way. I'm ready to go. I'm an overcomer. Amen. Through Christ Jesus. It don't bother me now. If it's 5,000, amen, just give me a microphone. Get out of my way. Let me pray. Get a hold of what God's gave me. Let God give me the message. And then when the anointing comes, I can whoop every bear, every lion, every Marlboro, whatever comes against me. Amen. We overcome cancer. We can overcome all things, regardless of what that it is. Amen. Listen to me. Hear me and hear me well. You ain't going to die until God says it's time for you to go. Amen. Paul made it through 3 shipwrecks. Not one. 3 of them. Go back and read in the Word. 3 shipwrecks. He was beat 5 times. With 40 stripes, save one. He had all of the kinsmen come against him. He fought hunger. He was in prison naked, and he was cold, but he was brought through everything, and God helped him. And when he come time, when he got on the island and the viper got on his hand, he knew, I'm going in front of Caesar.
Thank you for watching our TV program. We hope that it's been a blessing to you. We could use your financial support. The TV program is doing better. We've got a few more contributions from the Chicago area. And also, we've got some now coming in from the New Mexico, Albuquerque, New Mexico area. We thank God for that. However, a one-time contribution is sure a blessing, and it sure does help. But in order to continue, we need your monthly support. Our program bills, TV and radio comes just like clockwork every month, and we sure do need monthly support. Also, we are doing our Kenya Christmas fund for the orphans in Kenya. When we were there in 2019, we had 16 churches. Now we've got 30 churches, lots of orphans. And you can write on your check for Kenya, or you can put a note in envelope with your money order saying for Kenya, or perhaps you want to do a portion, so much for Kenya, so much for the TV. Just let the Lord lead you and guide you on that. But we do need your monthly support, and we sure appreciate it, for without it, we would not be here. You can send your check or money order to Jimmy Wilson Ministries, Post Office Box 1346, Glasgow, Kentucky, 42142. Again, that's Jimmy Wilson Ministries, Post Office Box 1346, Glasgow, GlasgowKY for Kentucky, 42142. Also, we will be happy to give a contribution letter and mail it out to you the first part of this next year so you can have your money. Donations would all be tax deductible as long as you've got an address and a name so we can send you that contribution letter. We'll be happy to do that. Thank you. God bless you. And please help us pray for this ministry. God's allowing us to touch many people with the message of the love of Jesus and the repentance that's needed for all the folks in not only Kentucky, but all around the world. God bless you. Thank you so much.
HLERadio.com, Jennings, Louisiana.